الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. الله سبحانه وتعالى is merciful. And the mercy of Allah عز وجل is manifested in different ways. One of the ways in which the rahmah of Allah عز وجل is very apparent is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts good intentions. If a person makes good intention, Allah azza wa jalla, He appreciates that good intention. Even though he has not executed, even though he has not done anything. We hear the famous hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, which he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. A'mal, actions depend on the intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. And in some narrations, وَإِنَّمَا لِمْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. And for everybody, what he has intended. So a person will get appreciation from Allah Azza wa Jalla and will get thawab and reward from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala just because he has intended some good. On the other hand, if a person intends to do something wrong, he will not be accountable unless he does it. Inna Allah tajawaza an ummati ma waswasat bihi suduruha ma lam ta'mal bihi aw tatakallam aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven for my ummah what they talk about in their heart. And if something comes to our mind, something occurs to our heart that we should do this thing which is wrong, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He forgives that. مَا لَمْ تَعْمَلْ بِيَا وَتَتَكَلَّمْ. Unless the person, he does it, or if it is a matter related to the tongue, a person who speaks, a person is very angry, and in a moment of anger he thinks that I should say this to this person, but he does not say so. In his heart he wants to say, but with his tongue he does not say. As long as he does not say with his tongue, that doesn't count. He is not responsible. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي مَا وَسْوَسَتْ بِهِ صُدُورُهَا مَا لَمْ تَعْمَلْ بِهِ أَوْ تَتَكَلَّمْ. So for the good, just the intention is enough. Just the niyyah is sufficient. And a person is rewarded based on the intention. But for the bad, for the evil, for the sin, intention is not a sin. This is Allah's mercy. Otherwise, every time we think of something wrong, then we will have our book filled up very quickly and very easily. Subhanallah. This is how Allah deals with His people. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not lose anything if He gives. Allah does not lose anything if He gives. That's why He does not mind giving. He gives. He gives without somebody deserving it. He gives without somebody actually being eligible to receive it. Take. Go. There is nobody in this life who will give something for free. If somebody is giving something, well, there is a catch. There is always a catch, a hidden catch. In English, they say that even the priest does not give a sermon for free. But Allah Azza wa Jal, His generosity is so unlimited. Allah does not lose anything. So He gives and He keeps giving. And He has been giving from the day He created the heavens and the earth. He has been giving. He has been giving in an unlimited manner to unlimited creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah does not get harm if a person intends to do something wrong. A person intended to do something wrong, there is no harm to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's why Allah forgives. Okay, you have not done it, you are forgiven. It is just intention. Okay, no problem, go. There are many things which we can learn from this. One is that we should be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla every time we have something wrong in our mind. We are human beings. Sometimes we have feelings. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we feel like breaking something. We feel like, you know, smashing something. Right? Unless you break it, you are not accountable. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, we should show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla by making good intention all the time. Having good intention all the time. We left home, we should have the intention. Okay, I am leaving home so that I can go to the masjid. I leave home so that I can go and visit another Muslim. I leave home so that I can visit my parents. I leave home so that I can do some work and earn some money to help my family. Intention. Intention matters. What is the difference between adat and ibadat? Things that we do as habit and things that we do in order to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the difference? The difference is the intentions. If I come and go, if I eat and sleep, just because I happen to do it, just because everybody is doing it, well, that is adat, that is habit. Habit does not have any thawab. Well, we are just, you know, automated. We are just doing it because we have programmed ourselves. So press the button, wake up, and then go here, go there, do this, do that. That is adat. Adat is not ibadat. Habit is not ibadat. What is ibadah? Ibadah is when we intend to do something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He appreciates this just good intention. There is no extra work we are doing. We are doing the same work. For example, we go to sleep, everybody goes to sleep. There is no extra work. But intention is that, Subhanallah, I have had a very busy day. Well, how can I pray Salah, you know, actively unless I sleep? So I just need to take some sleep so that I can wake up and pray Salah properly. Intention. So this sleep, Allah appreciates this intention so much that even sleep is considered a good deed, is considered amal salih. We get hungry when we eat. Everybody does that. As soon as we get hungry, we open the fridge and start having something. Well, that is a habit, right? That is a habit. Children, they go and grab ice cream and have. Any cereal, pour the cereal, very quick. People like quick food, pour the cereal and eat. I could not believe until I saw myself. A long time ago I heard that people who drive trucks, they keep like cereal in the truck and there is also little fridge and they keep the milk. Whenever they get hungry, they pour the milk and they pour the cereal and eat. I said, no, this cannot be right. How can we have the same food all the time, every time? Right? I mean, when we have something in the morning, we cannot have it in the afternoon. You have something on Monday, you cannot have it on Tuesday. This is the habit from back home. So I could not believe until I saw people. You see the children having the same chocolate every day, having the same cereal every day. This is habit. You get used to it and you do it. If you are eating as habit, it is not any amal. But you eat with the intention, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal, He provided me this food. Allah wants me to eat this so that I can get some energy. I can get up and do something. I can go out and help people. I can go to the masjid and pray salah properly. I can study. I can do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ibadah. You see, you have these little things in Islam. But these little things, they matter a lot. Making intention matters a lot. In fact, Hadrat Shaykh al-Harith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, once Hadrat Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib, Ludhianvi, great alim, Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib, sometimes people who do a lot of academics, lots of studies, sometimes they do not understand what the elders say easily because they go by the book. They go by the letters. So Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib, he had ishkal about tasawwuf, the ilm of akhlaq. What is tasawwuf? Why we need this? We already have studied the Quran and the Hadith. We already know what is halal, what is haram, what is right, what is wrong. Just do it. What is this extra thing for? So, once he came to Saharanpur to meet with Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, to ask him, and in fact to argue with him, to have a debate about the importance of it. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, he was getting ready to go somewhere. He arrives. He said, well, you know, I came to talk to you, I came to see you, but I'm going somewhere. Can I ask you a quick question? Go. What is tasawwuf? Hadrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayhi, said that the beginning of it is niyat and the end of it is ihsan. Innamal amalu bin niyat. Can anybody doubt about the importance of intention? Can anybody argue about the value of niyat? Nobody. In fact, there is a hadith in Bukhari and a hadith in many books, and everybody knows it. In fact, many ulama, they consider niyat as condition for many a'mal. We make wudu because the majority of us, we follow the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Abu Hanifa considers intention for wudu to be sunnah. You make intention, that is good, but somehow if you forgot and you just made wudu, still the wudu counts. But Imam Shafi'i, he considers intention to be wajib. No intention, no wudu. Like no intention, no salah. If a person has been sleeping and then he wakes up and he goes, he makes wudu and he prays salah. And after praying salah, he asks you, which salah we did? Was it Zuhr? Was it Asr? Does it count? If he does not know which salah he is praying, salah does not count. So, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Alhamdulillah Alayhi, said that the beginning of it is intention. And the end of the ilm of akhlaq, the ilm of tasawwuf, is the maqam of ihsan. أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, at least you realize that Allah is looking upon you all the time. You see, intention always helps. Sometimes we want to do good, but we find ourselves in a situation that we cannot do. You are living here. You have family members, you have relatives back home. Somebody is not well. Can you go and visit them now? Straight away? Well, it takes hours and hours to travel. And for lots of people, it may not be easy straight away to buy a ticket and go and visit somebody. But if you have the intention that if I was there, I would have visited him. If I was there, I would have visited him. If a person is true in his intention, he will have the sawab. Somebody is in need of help, medical help, financial help, moral help, emotional help, any kind of help. Well, I don't find myself in a situation to help him for whatever reason. But if I have intention that if it was possible for me, I would have helped him. Believe me, Allah appreciates it so much that you will have the thawab of helping him out. So you can actually get thawab for doing nothing. You can get thawab. This is a hack I'm teaching young people. Yeah, because the children, they like hacks. You can have the thawab of helping somebody buy a house without actually giving him a penny to buy a house. You can have the thawab of helping somebody get married without actually buying him any gift to get married. There are lots of people suffering in many parts of the world, right? And when you hear about their suffering, you feel like doing something and you find yourself that you are not able to do anything. But if you have true intention that if I was able to do this, I would have done this for them, Allah Azza wa Jalla appreciate that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla assign him tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad.